Thank you, Brad. On Sunday, sheriff's deputies were involved in a pursuit with a man accused of making threats of violence to another man in Arcata. 40-year-old John McDonald drove up to the victim's Arcata residence, pointed his finger as if it were a gun, and pretended to shoot the victim. When deputies arrived at McDonald's residence to question him about the threats, McDonald sped away in his truck. Deputies pursued the vehicle until it stopped in the 4000 block of Visade Road. McDonald exited the truck and fled into a pasture, but a deputy was able to catch him. McDonald was arrested for felony evasion, terrorist threats, resisting arrest, and driving without a license, and violation of probation. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. State Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill that would expand the state financial aid program for community college and university students. The lawmakers put forth a package of bills that would allow first-year students to use Cal Grant money for items and needs other than just purchasing textbooks and other classroom-related items. The current law is imbalanced, say the lawmakers, because only students from the second year on can use the Cal Grant money as they see fit. The bills would change that, and it is supported by community colleges and the UC and state university systems. The Board of Supervisors will discuss whether or not to raise the fees for services at the county animal shelter at today's meeting. The board will hear a presentation as to whether or not the current fee structure is sufficient in relation to higher costs from local veterinarians who perform spay and neuter services. If the item is approved by the board, the fees to have your dog or cat spayed or neutered will rise to reflect the actual cost the county pays to contract vets. The supervisors will also hear a special presentation from Betty Chin, who recently returned from a trip to China. Like those on the North Coast, the governor's mansion, and the White House, the Chinese government hosted Chin at Peking University and honored her for her work with the homeless and hungry in Humboldt County. The university named Chin the mother of the homeless and recognized her work not only with the needy, but also for her outreach to local schools and students. And the Eureka Police Department has scheduled a police and media relations workshop for Wednesday in an effort to improve the relationship between the department and local media. The workshop will be attended by police supervisors and staff responsible for issuing press releases and other community outreach duties. The announcement states that EPD hopes to foster a spirit of cooperation and mutual respect between the department and the media. It's not stated, but one of the reasons the workshop has been scheduled could be due to a run-in between the managing editor of the North Coast Journal and EPD officers on duty last month. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County deputies arrested two Fort Bragg men after conducting a probation search at their residence. Deputies contacted 50-year-old Brad Ewing and 38-year-old Stephen Klaus at a house on Dwyer's Lane, and a search of the men and premises turned up 8 grams of methamphetamine, drug packaging materials, and other related drug paraphernalia. Both Ewing and Klaus were arrested and booked on possession for sale and probation violation charges. And this week is National Public Safety Telecommunications Week, and the Fortuna Police Department would like to thank their dedicated personnel for all the hard work in answering 911 calls and dispatching emergency professionals and equipment. Police Chief William Doberstein said, and I quote, "I am especially proud of the communications personnel working for the Fortuna Police Department, and I thank them for their service," end quote. And last week, Assemblyman Wes Chesbro introduced AB 468 that would provide funding for state and local emergency agencies, including CalEMA, Cal Fire, and the National Guard. The bill would also shift the funding of the fire fee from rural property owners to a statewide fee on property insurance policies. On Monday, Assemblyman Chesbro chaired a special session to present the bill to the committee, but upon further consideration, Chesbro decided to withdraw the bill from the hearing. We'll have reaction from Fire Chief Ken Woods in the next hour. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.